Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bibles tonight, amen, we'll have you open up the Word of God to the book of James in the New Testament. James chapter 1. I titled the message tonight, God's Gifts, that's plural, G-I-F-T-S, to man. We ask, Lord God, that you bless thy word tonight, that you'll bring it to life, Lord, that it'll feed our souls, Lord God, and that we'll be saved through thy word. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, Apostle James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah. Every good thing that happens in your life, every good gift, every perfect gift comes from heaven. And it comes from the Lord God Almighty, and He is the Father of all life. Amen. And He does not change. There's no variableness, no turning in the Lord God. His word is yea, yea to the church. Hear what I'm saying? His word is yea, yea. It's not nay. It's yes to the church and not no to the church. God gives gifts to man. In the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 29, Apostle Paul says, for the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. God's gifts are without repentance. God's gifts are always and forever yours. God doesn't take back His gifts. We may not always operate our gifts because of sin in our lives, but the gifts is always there. Amen. God does not give you a gift and then later in your life take it away. God, He gives and it is forever. Amen. It's up to you and me to use our gift. Amen. If our gift is anointing and singing and praising God, we've got to use that gift. If our anointing is in wisdom and knowledge and understanding the Word of God, we've got to use that gift. Amen. If their ministry be an anointing of preaching, then you've got to use that gift. Amen. I tell you tonight that these good gifts, amen, these perfect gifts, all good gifts are from God, and God is not sorry that He give them to us. That's why it said the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. God isn't sorry He gave them to us. He is glad to give them to us. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, that very, very familiar scripture, that famous scripture, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave the greatest of all gifts. You may be seated. His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. God gave His very best. Amen. And He gave it to mankind, His Son, Jesus. And Jesus gave His greatest gift, His own life, that we may receive the gift of eternal life. Amen. In Luke 12 and 32, Jesus said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Fear not, my sheep. It is Father's will. It's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom of God. Amen. The gift. God's gifts to man. The gift of the kingdom of God. We are translated spiritually into this kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom. It is not a natural earthly kingdom. Jesus said that my kingdom is not of this world, that it comes in without observation, for the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom is sealed by the Holy Ghost in us. Amen. That Holy Ghost seals us. Amen. God's kingdom is inside of us. Our bodies are the temple of the living God. Our God fills us with His Spirit and He lives in us. He walks up and down in us. He dwells in us. And we are a spiritual house. We are the church. The church is not brick and stubble and wood. The church is humanity. The church is people. And we are the church. We are the body of Christ. Amen. We are the kingdom of God. And it is God's great gift to us.
Thank you, Lord.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, Apostle Paul says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one, amen, is given by the Spirit." Now I'm going to tell you tonight, folks, there's one Holy Ghost, there's one gift of the Holy Ghost, but there is 9 different gifts in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the manifestation, amen, the expression of the Spirit is given to every man, and it profits all. For to one is given by the Holy Ghost the word of wisdom. To another, by the word, there's the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by that same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But all these work of that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Uh-huh.
Only one Holy Ghost, but 9 gifts. God's gifts to man.
Mm-hmm.
One Holy Ghost, 9 gifts of that one Spirit. And God can operate those gifts through us at any time.
Amen.
If we walk in the Spirit for the edifying of the church, these gifts are given, amen, to edify the body of Christ, to lift up the body of Christ. Amen. You talk about gifts, amen. Gift of wisdom, gift of knowledge, gift of miracles, amen. Gift of faith, amen. Gift, amen, of tongues and interpretation of tongues. A gift of prophecy, a gift of discerning, amen, of spirit. And the Lord God works all these gifts for the glorification of the body.
Praise the Lord.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, Apostle Paul says, "Wherefore he saith," speaking of Jesus, when he ascended up on high, and he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Jesus Christ, amen, he gave his life on the cross of Calvary, amen, that we might have eternal life. And when Jesus died, amen, his soul, the Bible says, went into hell, and there Jesus Christ preached to the imprisoned souls, amen, from the time of Adam all the way down to the time of the cross. And Jesus preached to those in the hell, and those that were righteous when Jesus rose from the dead. The Bible said the graves opened up, and many of the saints of old walked the earth. Amen. And when Jesus ascended back up into heaven, he took captivity captive. Amen. Captivity was that Satan had the power over us, that no matter what type of life we would live, that he had us, amen, bound, amen, with death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
Amen. And that Jesus came, we might have life in that more abundantly. And Jesus came, and when he went into the bowels of the earth and he preached the gospel, the Bible says, amen, and when he came out of the grave, he brought back the keys of hell and death. He defeated Satan. He took away Satan's power over us. And now, amen, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
Yes.
For the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, death had no power over me. Therefore, the grave had no power over me. Hell had no power over me. For me to be absent from my body is to be present with God. Amen. At the moment that I give up the ghost, amen, and my spirit goes back to God, my soul will come into the very presence of God. I've got everlasting eternal life. Amen. And I will live and dwell with the Lord forever. There is nothing. I am persuaded. Are you persuaded tonight? I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor principalities, nor angels, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature is going to be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Death had no power.
Amen.
Death can't separate me from Jesus. Amen. To live is Jesus and to die is gain.
Amen.
As long as I'm in this body, I'm absent from God. But when I become absent from this body, I will be present with God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. In the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13, the Apostle Paul says, "And God gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." This is a fivefold ministry. It is the wonderful gift of God to the church that we may be safely directed to our ultimate goal, which is, amen, obtaining heaven. He gives some apostles, he gives some prophets, he gives some evangelists, he gives some pastors, he gives some teachers to perfect us saints. Amen. To work the ministry of God, to edify the body of Christ, and to what? Until we come into the unity. One mind, one accord, one place, unity of the faith.
Thank you, Lord.
And to come to the knowledge of the Son of God, that we may be a perfect man.
Yes, Lord.
And that we may have the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Well, not all of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
In the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 9 through 13, Jesus speaks and says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Now listen to this. "If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Will you give him a stone when he asks of you bread? Or if he asks a fish, will you instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks of you an egg, will you instead give him a scorpion?" Jesus said, "If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, because a good father is going to give good gifts to his children. If they ask bread, he's going to give them bread. If they ask for fish, he's going to give them fish. And if they ask for an egg, he's going to give them an egg." How much more then shall your heavenly Father God give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Hallelujah. Amen. God's gifts to man are without repentance. And of all the gifts that God gives unto man, the greatest gift is the gift of the Holy Ghost. And he says, "I'll give it to everyone that asks me." Everyone. Hallelujah. Let all men be a liar. God's word's true. Everybody can be saved. Everybody can be born again. Everybody can receive the Spirit of God. Everybody can speak in tongues. Amen. Let us stand.
Thank you, Jesus.
God loves us.
Yes, He does.
And His greatest desire is to give us the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the gift of eternal life.
Yes.
This is Jesus living in us.
Amen.
The hope of glory. If you desire this gift, the altar is open. Amen.